Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Words.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
A political crisis in New York's Asian immigrant community. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet into Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Until last October, many people believed New York City's comptroller, John Liu, was on the road to becoming the city's first Asian American mayor. Then the New York Times revealed that a number of people who Liu had listed as campaign contributors had denied giving him money, and one of his leading fundraisers was arrested. Now the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan are investigating whether Liu, the first Chinese American to be elected to citywide office, violated a federal law by accepting contributions from foreign donors. Stella Chan is a reporter with the Chinese language newspaper Tsingtao Daily, and she's a Feet into Worlds reporting fellow. Stella, welcome to the Feet into Worlds podcast.
Hi.
Stella, you recently wrote an article for Feet into Worlds where you described an intense debate among Asian Americans in New York about John Liu's political future. What are people saying?
Basically, they're debating if John Liu is politically dead.
Politically dead.
Yes. And if he has the ability to run for the mayor, if he still have enough vote and enough money to go for it. Most of them think that in Asian American community, his popularity is still high and his approval rating is still high in the Asian American community. But they worry about different raising because of the FBI investigations have maybe imposed a chilling effect on it.
So it's not about votes right now. It's about his ability to raise money to stage a campaign in 2013 to run for mayor.
Yes.
Stella, John Liu has not officially announced his candidacy for mayor, but he's been busy raising funds for a possible mayoral campaign. How has the scandal actually affected his ability to raise money?
There are many Chinese organizations in Chinatown and Flushing right now, and they represent a lot of new immigrants, including Chinese from Taiwan, mainland China, and Hong Kong. And these associations are a key part of John Liu's fundraising effort.
Now, these are old associations. Some of them are more than 100 years old, right?
Yes.
Now, as I understand it, one of these organizations was going to hold a fundraiser and actually canceled it.
Yes. Well, I actually spoke with Eddie Chiu, the senior advisor from Lansing Associations, and he is a big organizer for a deaf fundraising event. And he told me that after and other Chinese associations, which also has established over 100 years, they go after by the FBI. And then after the news has come out to the Chinese and Asian American community, many people call him and say that they cannot make it.
So in other words, they were going to hold a fundraiser, and then they learned that the FBI was interested in interviewing some of the members about their political contributions, and they canceled the fundraiser.
Yes.
Joining us now on the line is Danny Shin. He's a senior reporter with Korea Daily. Danny, welcome to the Feet into Worlds podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So Stella and I have just been talking about the role of Chinese neighborhood and community associations in putting together funding events for John Liu's campaign. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what's happening in the Korean community. Are Koreans who are supporters of Liu becoming more reluctant to contribute to his campaign, and are Korean associations stepping away from his fundraising efforts because of the scandal?
There's no hard proof that the supporters are stepping away from Comptroller Liu at this point. Matter of fact, there was a fundraising event. It seems like the first official fundraising event after this whole scandal came out. But people said the number of supporters who were attended at the event were kind of lower than they expected. So they were thinking because of this scandal.
How important is John Liu's candidacy and the possibility of him becoming mayor? How important is that to members of the Korean community in New York?
Well, as you probably know, Comptroller Liu, he's a Chinese, but he's not being just hopeful for just the Chinese community. He already became the hopeful of Asian community as a political figure. There's no other candidate for now to replace Comptroller Liu. So Comptroller Liu's role is very important because he's being like a role model. So depending on how Comptroller Liu is successful in his political career, it's really important for him to, set up an example and then being a role model for, his next political generation among Asian community.
It sounds like this sets up a very difficult situation because on the one hand, as you say, he's a role model, but on the other hand, people are not being as vocal in their support of him right now because of the scandal. Stella, many of the people that you've spoken to about John Liu in your reporting did not want to give their names. Why are people reluctant to speak publicly and on the record?
Because Chinese community are kind of afraid of and very sensitive to the FBI investigations. So many of the John Liu supporters, they are actually donors. So if the FBI is going to go after every donors and supporters, then they would prefer to not to remain high profile.
But if people have not done anything illegal, why should they worry about an FBI investigation?
But just like I mentioned to you, there are a lot of Chinese associations in Chinatown and Flushing. If they remain too high profile, then that might attract Western media and also FBI. So that will impose difficult positions for them.
So in other words, they don't want to say anything publicly because they don't even want to attract the attention of the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would say so.
Now, as Danny Shin said, John Liu is seen as a role model mm-hmm. for Asian political figures in New York mm-hmm. and for people who are interested in politics in the Asian American community. How is the scandal affecting other Asians in political office in New York?
Actually, this is the number one concern of the Asian American community right now. Because people are worried about the nature of the investigations is because of racism. Or maybe Comptroller Liu has been targeted by the English media or the establishment. So it might happen to other Asian political candidates in the future if they want to run for a higher office.
Is John Liu then seen by many Asians as being singled out? And their feeling is that he actually hasn't done anything wrong, but he's just being targeted because he's Chinese?
Yes.
How does that concern then carry over to other Chinese elected officials, such as members of the city council or members of the state assembly who might be seeking higher political office sometime in the future?
So people think that if once Comptroller Liu is targeted, then other Asian, especially Chinese politicians, they want to run for high office, they might also receive the same FBI investigations, or their donors are going after by the FBI investigator. That will impose another chilling effect on all the donors, especially in the Asian American community.
So Asian politicians are worried that the John Liu scandal could impose a chilling effect on fundraising efforts by all Asian elected officials or all Asian candidates. But has that actually happened at this point?
At this point, not yet, because most of the Asian American politicians, they are not doing fundraising at this moment.
Only John Liu?
Yes.
What does John Liu say about all of this? You've had a chance to talk to him recently. Is he worried about the impact on his fundraising efforts?
He actually emphasized the importance of the United Asian community and support for him. He thinks that is really important. So there will be a big chance for the Asian American community and for him himself as a candidate. So it is more about the community to be ready or not.
And so he's remaining upbeat and positive and not really talking about the possibility that he might not run for mayor or that this might sink mm-hmm. his political chances.
Mm-hmm.
As a reporter for a Chinese language newspaper, you've had a chance to obviously see how this whole scandal is being covered by Chinese language media. I understand that there are some differences between the way Chinese language media is covering this from the way the mainstream English language media is covering it.
Basically, the Chinese media, they translate all the New York Times, New York Post, and Daily News news about John Liu. Then they termed it as a fundraising issue rather than the scandal. So they're
softening the language a little bit.
From our perspective, it is because it is like innocent until proven. I would agree with that also.
Stella, would you say that readers of Chinese language media have a different impression or are getting a different story about the John Liu scandal than readers of English language media?
I don't say we have a different stories, but I will say that we have more stories and more diverse stories on that point.
So you think they're actually Chinese readers of Chinese language media are better informed about this than readers
Yes.
of English language media?
Yes, definitely.
John Liu was able to energize Asian American immigrants to engage in New York City politics like no one has done before. If he doesn't have a political future because of this scandal, is there anyone else who can step in and fill this role?
I think I would say Grace Mann, Peter Koo, and Margaret Chin will have a great chance. And actually, I heard that a lot of Korean-American activists, they would like to run for office also. So I would say there are still many, many Asian-American politicians. They would want to run for office. But how far can they go? We have to see.
Stella, I understand also that there are some new groups that have formed recently to counter the charges against John Liu and act as sort of a counterbalance in the among Asian American voters and Asian American political activists.
Yes, I heard that actually many Chinese and Asian American organizations, they formed a new coalitions, and they basically want to promote more Asian American political participations, and they want to do more about the voters' education and voters' rights stuff.
So the scandal is actually motivating some organizations to get more involved in politics.
Yes, I think actually they make us to realize that Asian Americans should cooperate with each other, not only Chinese, Koreans, or maybe South Asians. They should cooperate together and do more about political participation in the future.
Stella Chan is a reporter with the Chinese language newspaper Tsingtao Daily, and Danny Shin is a senior reporter with Korea Daily. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The producers of this podcast are Sarah Kate Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Chad Bernhard at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation, the Cyrus Fund, and WNYC New York Public Radio. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Visit our website at news.feetintoworlds.org. You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.